Welcome to the Cult of Money podcast. This is the home of personal finance for the crypto curious. And here's how you can start investing in crypto in 2022. That is our topic for today. Welcome. If you're a total cryptocurrency noob, that's crypto slang for newbie, you might be wondering about the first steps to start investing in crypto in 2022. So while the blockchain technology behind cryptocurrencies may sound a little bit intimidating, making your first Bitcoin, Ethereum, or other cryptocurrency investment is just as easy as buying a share of stock using your favorite brokerage, if not easier. So follow this beginner guide to start investing in cryptocurrency, and you can have your first crypto in less than 15 minutes. Keep listening to learn more. First of all, let's define the terms. What is cryptocurrency anyway? Cryptocurrencies are a type of digital asset. Anyone in the world can participate in the cryptocurrency economy through a cryptocurrency exchange, kind of like a stock exchange, or with an independently controlled cryptocurrency wallet. Some cryptocurrencies work independently and are controlled by a community of owners. Others are tied to specific platforms, companies, games, or other purposes. Anyone can send digital currencies to anyone else in the world with a compatible digital wallet, often very quickly and at a low cost. There's no guarantee that cryptocurrencies will hold their value or go up in value in the future, but in the past, they've really proven to be a valuable asset for many investors who are willing to take on the risk and volatility of a relatively new asset class and marketplace. So, next up, let's talk about where you can buy your first cryptocurrency. If you're ready to buy your first crypto, the first thing you need is a place to buy it. The easiest way for most people to get started is with a large cryptocurrency exchange, so that's kind of where we're going to focus on today. Every exchange has unique pricing and features to make them more or less attractive to various users. Depending on your level of tech savvy, trading experience, cryptocurrency knowledge, and desired currencies, you might find one platform or a combination of a few makes the most sense for your needs. The best known exchange in the United States is arguably Coinbase, but that's far from your only option and far from the cheapest. And you can find our list of the best cryptocurrency exchanges, by the way, at cultofmoney.com. Here's how to make your first crypto investment. Setting up an account with the most reputable exchanges, which again you can find inside of that article at cultofmoney.com, it takes about 5 or 10 minutes if you have all your information ready to go. The sign-up process typically requires your personal contact information, social security number, and it might require uploading a picture of your photo ID. Once your account is established, you can link a bank and add funds. Many exchanges offer the ability to trade cryptocurrency instantly, even while the transfer is still underway. You can't withdraw until the funds have settled, though. And once you get all that set up, it's time to enter your first cryptocurrency trade order. Woo! Okay, load up the trading tool and enter the code for your first purchase. For example, you would use BTC to buy Bitcoin or ETH to buy Ether. Cryptocurrencies can be purchased in round dollar increments, often starting around like $5 for a minimum purchase. Once you click that buy button, your order should execute near instantly. And then, well, congratulations! You're a cryptocurrency owner and investor. Virtual high five! Now that you got that crypto, next thing you need to do is safely store your crypto. Your cryptocurrency adventure doesn't end with that first little $5 purchase. No. You're just scratching the surface, my friend, of what's possible. If you're interested in getting more experience with cryptocurrency, you might want to transfer that currency to an outside wallet. Centralized cryptocurrency exchanges like Coinbase hold the currency as a custodian for clients, similar to most stock brokerages. But you can also transfer your currency to a software wallet like MetaMask or a hardware wallet like Ledger or Trezor. If you use an independently controlled wallet, be sure you know what you're doing, as sending to an incompatible address or losing your password and unlock codes can lead to losing your crypto for good. Look, that $5 altcoin purchase could be worth $5 million in like 6 months. So don't lose your password or your unlock codes. Please. Okay, now we move on to understanding the unique risks of digital assets. This is huge. As you dip your toe into the shallow end to test the waters of crypto, it's essential to understand the unique risks of cryptocurrencies. While we are big fans of crypto here at Cult of Money, you shouldn't invest unless you understand the risk and can stomach the highly volatile cryptocurrency markets. Unlike government-backed fiat currencies, there's no stable government standing behind the value of most digital assets. There's a good chance they will double or more in value, but there's also a chance they could go to zero tomorrow. It's best to avoid investing more in cryptocurrencies than you can afford to lose. Here's some cryptocurrencies to know, by the way, other than Bitcoin. When you're getting to know the world of cryptos, you know you're probably going to want to diversify beyond Bitcoin. Here are some other top currencies to know about when starting. Binance Coin or BNB, Ripple or XRP, of course Solana, SOL, Terra or Luna, Cardano, ADA, Dogecoin, you may have heard of that one, D-O-G-E, Avalanche or A-V-A-X, Polkadot or just D-O-T, Shiba Inu or SHIB, S-H-I-B, Tron or T-R-X, and Polygon, M-A-T-I-C. That was just a few. There are thousands of different cryptocurrencies, but those ones are pretty good top ones to get to know. These currencies work with a unique set of technologies and features that could make them more or less useful and valuable. All right, now all that said, is crypto right for you? Cryptocurrency investing is not for everyone, but there's plenty of enthusiasm and excitement around this growing space, from the ability to use cryptocurrencies for payments to facilitating NFTs and blockchain games. It seems the world of blockchains and crypto is here to stay. That said, there are still plenty of risks involved, so it's best to avoid investing more than you can stomach losing in the markets. But if you make the right picks, you could find yourself the newest crypto millionaire. That is our show for today. Thanks so much for listening to the Cult of Money podcast. We are honored that you joined us today. If you want to join us on social media to get to know us a little bit more, we would love that. You can follow us, like us, subscribe to us, and friend us, all of the stuff. Just search for Cult of Money on any social media platform you're on. We're probably there too. We'd love to be your friend. Hey, you can also check out cultivemoney.com to dive in really deep on all things crypto and NFTs. Thanks again for stopping by today, and we'll talk to you again real soon.